Loosen your belt, drop your drawers, let us lighten your load.
Can I jump right in, Dr. Harry?
I think it's your show, is it not?
Yes. I have a question. We brought our son, Noah, who's 10. He had a horrible, horrible sore throat. He had a fever, and we brought him to have a strep test, okay? He freaked out to have the strep test. Noah was like hyperventilating. He had a panic attack. He didn't want to have the strep test because he thought in his mind he would stop breathing.
I was the same way. I couldn't even have one of those wooden sticks down my throat.
So he has some sensory stuff, and he got a little nervous. I mean, not a little, very nervous. And the doctor, this new doctor that I don't normally go to, was forcing him to have the strep test. And I said, can't you just give him the medication? He probably has strep. He said, no. And he called in the nurse, two nurses, to hold him down. Now, what do you think of – isn't that a little
– it's malpractice, isn't it?
Inappropriate? Like, I said, no.
It's malpractice.
Anyway, what do you think, Harry? Would you do that?
I think I might have trained the guy.
Really? You would do that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
What would you do in that case?
I would have the parents hold the kid down, so that way the kid has more things to blame the parents for when he grows up.
That's true. You're right about that.
I don't want a kid hating me. He already hates his parents. Let him hate his parents more.
What kind of doctor are you anyway? Like, what do you practice?
What do you need?
I have this thing on my back.
You should see this thing. It's like the alien growing out of
like
her back.
I have a little, like, bizarre discoloration.
I don't really like to get involved with things like that. I only like pleasant things. I like to work on the front.
The front? Are you a plastic surgeon?
I only like to work with pleasant things with women. I generally like to work on the front.
Don't turn around, lady.
Any dark mass, that kind of sounds disgusting. I don't want to get involved with it.
All right.
I don't blame you. Well, so what did you do in med school? Did you dissect frogs, or you didn't like that either?
We didn't really do frogs in med school. We everybody else was working on corpses, and I was able to get some homeless people that were actually alive so I could work on them.
Did you fix their teeth?
I would clean them up, and then I'd work on them, and it was much, much more beneficial. It was a better experience knowing what it's really like working on a live patient.
That makes sense. In fact, and plus, I have less feelings for homeless people than I would for a frog.
Wow.
He's even shocked.
I'm shocking myself.
No problem holding Noah down then.
You know,
hey, really?
You know something? I give money to homeless people. I do, because I think it's just it's the right thing to do for me. Like, it's appropriate, but I hate people getting into my face. You know what I mean? I hate people distracting my inner dialogue.
See, this is the thing. Yesterday, a homeless man, I happened to park in the same place. I had to go back twice to
homeless
a particular
people don't
place.
Drive, do they?
No, he sits in the same place, but I parked
he
in the
sat
same
in the
place.
Parking spot?
No, he sat
this
next
is
to
my
the parking spot.
Spot.
And he asked me for money two times. I was like, don't you remember me?
Yeah,
like,
that's the
I was
other
hurt
thing.
They that never, he didn't remember me.
Yeah, I was hurt. I'm hurt too. They forget. You go in and you come out and they forget you 2 seconds later.
That you already gave the money.
I just gave you money, you schmuck.
Oh, hey, okay. Now you
I have a theory, which is we really treat homeless people worse than we do our pets. So I was thinking maybe we should turn homeless people into our pets.
That's an idea.
Because they would, they would generally, if you brought them home and you cleaned them up and you fed them, they would generally obey you and do whatever you want.
That's a great idea.
And they'd be clean.
And we have a dog run in the backyard, too. We could just put them back there behind the fence.
Yeah. This is about the coldest show I've ever been on so far.
So, Harry,
you people are truly sick.
What do you
think? That's why we need you.
Yes, we knew that you would fit right in. What are your feelings on the immunization and the whole autism thing? You know how everyone's claiming that the vaccine.
Jenny McCarthy and what's his name? Her husband or her boyfriend, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that autism is caused by the heavy metals in the.
The music in heavy.
That too.
That group. No, what do you think? Yeah, she says that her son's cured of autism, which is crap.
Seriously stressed out here.
What are your feelings on that?
I think that I would. I don't really have an opinion on that, but I would very much like to treat Jenny McCarthy.
You'd like to treat her front.
I would treat her.
Like to treat her front and her back.
I can't say anything.
Like to do a little autistic work on her if I could.
How many kids do you have too, right?
I have one son, yeah. He's 17.
Holy moly. How's that going for you?
Good. He's got his first girlfriend. She's like really pretty, so I started making out with her. And
you share?
Actually, she's 18 and I nailed her.
I'm sure
you got like 50 years to have sex. I'm nearly dead here, so give me a break. Start recruiting for me.
That's right. You need it more than he does.
I know. The old men are going to... Greg's going to be like 80 when our daughter brings home teenagers. He's going to be drooling with his teeth falling out. It's going to be hard.
Stephanie's going to be hiding the Viagra.
Well, here's the thing. You know, as you get older, most men won't admit it, but we fantasize about younger women constantly, particularly if we're married.
Greg admits it.
And I'm married 21 years, so I'm 57. My wife is 56. And there are times I just start thinking, well, how much longer do I want my wife to live before I can fulfill my fantasy without feeling so guilty about it? I figure, you know, I'll give her another 5 or 6 years and see what's going on.
And then what? You're going to help her along, Dr. Kevorkian?
I'll introduce her to him.
Do you have a plan?
maybe he has a
fantasy. I gotta get a plot first, though.
Well, if your wife complains, then you can just tell her that you will put an end to her suffering for her.
Yeah, no, Greg freely admits that he finds young girls attractive.
Yeah, I'm
that
not...
he tries me to make me wear knee socks and ponytails, and I don't like
those
it.
Uggs are really cute, but the older women wear those too. They just
want
to look young.
I think it's inappropriate when old women wear ponytails
and juicy on the back of their pants. Have you seen that one?
The juicy. Well, the older women.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, the older women.
I haven't seen juicy on older women, but I will just tell you. As I get older, I look at older women differently. You know, when I was like 20, I thought a 30-year-old woman was just pretty ancient. And now that I'm in my 50s, there are times I'll look at like a 95-year-old woman with like maybe a hip replacement, and I'll be thinking, you know, if she had a stroke and like lost 5 pounds, she could be hot.
See, your expectations are a little lowered now.
It all changes. But that's why I think we need strip clubs for old people. It'd be like, welcome to the Last Chance Cafe, where our motto is, if you can get it up, we won't let you down. The Last Chance Cafe, over 20,000 men have come and gone at the same time.
That's right.
Coming to the stage, Mildred, she's 97, she has Alzheimer's, so gentlemen, you don't have to tip her at all.
Why is there an ambulance parked outside?
That's so funny. They don't have to try to get up on that pole, do they?
No, there's no pole dancing. It's a lap dance because they can't really move anywhere else.
Yeah. Maybe they just sit on those walkers. You know the walkers that have the seats?
Yes, and occasionally they get lowered in a helicopter bucket.
Well, the other problem we're having is...
medicating your children.
Medicating children?
I want to get into what you feel about. Do you think people are medicating their kids too quickly? You know, with the. We have like.
Of course they are.
Well, we have play dates, Dr. Harry, where I have to like give people pills. Like all of a sudden, my play date with my son, you know, I have a friend over. They tell me you have to give him a pill because he has ADD, and then another one has a bladder problem. I got to remind him to go to the bathroom. I don't know. It's a little bit.
She has to dispense medication
on a play date.
I'm familiar with these things because I actually have ADD, and then I also have ED, so I basically have to concentrate really hard in order to have an erection. And then I take Flomax. When I have an erection, I have to concentrate in order not to pee. So,
wow, you're a mess.
I favor giving kids meds if they need them. I mean, I'm on antidepressants, and the problem with them is it's very tough to have an orgasm during sex. And all I can tell you is I'm moving my hand as fast as I possibly can.
What are you on, Dr. Harry?
Well, I've been switching around lately. I went from Lexapro to Prestique to Effexor. I now take a little bit of Effexor and a little tiny bit of Abilify.
Wow. And, tell me about
that. And
then
I also smoke pot and I drink coffee. So basically every day I have a pot of coffee.
Wow, you must be going through a lot every day. Does it affect
it's
you?
It's winter in New York. It's 20 degrees outside.
That's
you tell
true.
Me, would you be depressed?
That is true.
You guys are in L.A. and you're worried about homeless people. You remember the subways in New York City?
Very clearly.
I remember the urine smell, the stench. I do. I remember.
Which was also Bud Light, but that's another story.
I remember the snow and the
Can't you get
freezing.
one of those daytime lights that makes you feel less depressed?
I have one of those lights, but it's still 20 degrees. And my wife is going through menopause right now, so she likes the house cold because she has hot and cold flashes. So she likes the house a little colder than I do. So we're always fighting about the temperature and all that nonsense.
That's normal.
So
that's normal.
That's when I think about how much longer do I want her to be around.
I understand.
How about how much longer do you want to be around? Maybe you got to go. Why does she have to go?
No.
Why does she have to go?
No.
Men die earlier anyway, so I figure,
At some point,
if we both live to our natural extension, she'll outlive me.
Oh, I see.
Have to tell her, like I tell Stephanie, that she has to, for my 60th birthday, God willing, if I live mm-hmm. that long, how about this? You get me a stripper that pops out of my birthday cake. No?
Yeah, and then what are you allowed to do?
Nothing. That's a waste. That's like why guys go to the beach and like look at women in bikinis when they know they can't have them.
Well, that's why Orthodox people are smart.
Yeah, but fat people on a diet don't go to a donut shop and like – lick the glass of the donuts knowing they're not going to have them.
It's much harder. It's harder not to look at women. It's one of those things. Donuts.
I can't not look at a donut. I'll be honest with you. I got to look at a sticky bun now and again.
Maybe what you should do is the two
bun.
Of you should set it up so that Stephanie, you put a bunch of donuts on one side of the room, and Greg, you have
some ladies.
A lap dancer on the other side of the room. And Stephanie, if you have to eat that donut, he gets to do the same thing.
Okay, there you go.
That sounds
and
fair.
You know what?
That's not fair.
I don't even need to do that. I'm not.
He's in love.
I'm in love with my wife. Oh, I don't need anything.
You stop.
But it would be nice.
It would be nice.
For a little.
Little fun.
Little stimulation. That's all I'm asking.
Wouldn't it be nice if you're allowed to be in love with your wife and it was okay?
Oh, you
wouldn't
mean.
Wouldn't that be okay?
Like polygamy.
No, not polygamy.
Polyamory
just
or something like that.
A little.
No, I don't want to be amorous with anyone. I just want to disconnect my head and use my body. I'll leave my head with Stephanie
no,
and my
I don't
body.
Want that. I just want your wallet. Leave your wallet. Take
Is
the
your
rest.
Wallet that thick?
His wallet has a lot of girth. That's what it is.
I've heard that.
But, yeah, that's the only – that and my nose. Those are the only two things.
I've had friends who keep bragging about having, threesomes and being married. That's very frustrating. The only thing I can say is, well, there's a lot of nights I've had three or four onesomes, but it's not really the same.
All in one night? That's
wow.
pretty good.
Yeah, you're H. Harry. I'm Dr. Harry. That's awesome.
No, at this age, it's not so much, but – You know what most of us do? We watch porn, and I actually did a porno film before I got married. I'm very proud of it. It was a Yiddish porno film, and you can see it on YouTube.
YouTube?
And, YouTube. It's called A Hymen for Harry.
Really?
And
I'm going to look that up.
What?
I'm looking that up immediately.
I slept with a virgin in the movie, and then she said she'd had better.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that. How is it having a teenager what is that like?
17-year-old kid. He's a senior, and he is going through puberty while my wife is going through menopause, so he's trying to grow a mustache, and she just finished shaving her beard, so it's
oh,
really
brother. That's bad.
Stephanie has a red beard and a blonde wig.
Oh, I thought you meant something else by that.
No.
I wouldn't know.
No.
Ah, okay. So
we've been married.
You're not fantasizing
about
younger women. You're fantasizing about any women.
That's true. He'll take anybody.
And with the name Fetterbush, I really think that's an issue.
It is. That's why Stephanie would not take my name.
No, I like to use my maiden name, Shave My Bush. It's more professional.
That is more professional.
Gets me a lot of work. So,
you know, when you first started doing that joke, it was out there. Now it's pretty common.
Is it really?
Do you just everybody talking about that stuff now. It's pretty common now. When you first started doing that joke, it was like, it was more outrageous than it is now.
I know. It was edgy. I was edgy.
Yeah, because people spend their time
shaving,
grooming their
well, there are utensils
their shrubbery.
For shapes.
Their
now
shrubbery.
You can make a heart shape
and tattoos.
And yeah.
You know, it's such a different culture. Women have, you know, if a woman doesn't have tattoo now, it's like something's missing.
Or yeah, on my back, or I need a belly ring.
Or
yeah, but you
or
don't
pubes.
Want a belly ring when your belly's hanging over your.
No,
privates.
It helps it fall. And pubes that are shaped like Mickey Mouse, it's not appropriate anymore.
Well, you know, things
are... Yeah, you know, they carve them like the shrubbery at Disney World.
Yeah, like the hearts. You can
buy
utensils to make a heart or like a landing strip with an airplane. I think you can...
A Hitler mustache.
What happens if the guy has a helicopter?
Yeah, exactly.
You have a landing strip.
You have where to go.
You have a big X.
If it's a helicopter, you really pretty much want a rectangle, I think.
Now, do you see babies as well, Dr. Friedman? Do you see babies?
I treat anybody that is sick. I heal the sick. I help the infirmed. And I kill the healthy. You know, it is what it is. I had to go to a wake this morning. You know, it's one of those things. I just think it's important to pay my respects to the family when I make a mistake with a patient. But
that's kind.
You're not embarrassed? You're not embarrassed to show up?
No, I shouldn't even be talking to you guys. I left the guy in the middle of a colonoscopy right now. So, sad thing is, I had a colonoscopy done to me. You got to fast like 24 hours, so I actually did mine over Yom Kippur.
Listen, we have one major problem with my mother, though, and she always is afraid that the babies, our kids are sick. There's something wrong with them. We need to take them to the doctor. The latest thing is that the baby's disinterested.
Do you know we have a baby, Dr. Harry? Do you know that?
Yeah, we have a new baby.
I knew you had a baby. How old is the baby now?
Well, baby's a year.
A year.
And my mother's like, "Giddy, what's wrong with Stephanie? Why doesn't she take the baby to the doctor? That baby is disinterested. That baby is so disinterested. Yeah. You need to take her to the doctor right now."
Yeah, because when we Skype each other from New York, the baby's not looking at the screen. Well, she's one. She's busy. She has things to do. So now my mother...
So do I have to do something about the baby or my mother?
Is that something wrong with the baby?
By the way, forgive me. I have a second line, so that's what's causing the little beeping thing.
Oh, I love that. I know. You're a busy doctor.
The baby is not watching on the Skype.
Yes.
And your mother is upset about that.
And
the baby is texting or, you know...
She thinks the baby,
something else at
somebody
the time.
Needs the to go to the doctor. Which one should it be, my mother or the baby?
And did your mom do the same thing with Noah?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She said he wasn't blinking
enough.
Well,
then the issue is your mom.
There you go. I told you there's something wrong with your
mother. And did your mom do the same thing with you?
Yes.
Probably.
That's why you're a mess. Yes.
She took me to the shower with her. Is that wrong?
I'm sorry. I took you into the shower
now
with her?
Now you've horrified the doctor even.
She took you in the shower with her.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
You're perplexed. It's okay. She needs medication.
Were you in high school?
He was like 20.
Or college?
I think he was like 20.
I was...
How old were you?
I was big for my age.
How old were you? Seriously.
She kept me in there till I was about 6, I think.
That's not okay.
And she breastfed me till I was 15. But that's a whole other story.
That's another story.
So listen, before we go, we're almost out of time. I just wanted to say it's awesome to have you here. Dr. Harry Friedman is one of the greatest corporate put-on comedians in the United States. He's not really a doctor.
No way.
I'm a lawn doctor.
You pulled it over on us.
And you want to know something? I saw you for the first time opening for Ray Romano, and I had no idea that you were not a doctor. I thought you were a real doctor.
Oh, at Westbury? Was that at Westbury?
That was at Westbury.
Yes.
And you were awesome. I was shitting in my pants, literally, in the audience.
Did we know him yet, though?
No.
We didn't know you yet, Harry.
Is that right?
Yeah. We just happened to go to the show, and we saw him.
Okay, that's cool. Great.
Yeah.
And I said, this guy is awesome. If he can pull that off, and you do, like, lawyers, presidential advisors, psychologists, economists.
Pretty much any industry that wants me, I come in and they don't know I'm a comedian. They think I'm an actual, like, genius in the field, and I might be a White House advisor or a consultant of the company, so and you, I write up a storm and I customize so that I fake everybody out.
So you really prep yourself ahead of time.
I have done hundreds of these things for Fortune 1000 companies, and even though I go into my computer if I get hired for something, and I dig up, like, okay, what have I done that's similar? But then I still like to think of it like I'm crafting a unique piece of art for each group that I'm doing.
And
I
then
get
you,
info from them.
And then you can, and then you use your proven comedy material within the framework of that put
a
on.
A lot of it is stuff I redo, and I might change the wording to fit the situation.
Right.
But then I write a certain amount of new stuff every time so that they, I want them walking out going, wow, he really did his homework and he was very funny.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. And is it true that you really opened for, like, Tim Allen also and Paul Reiser?
Yeah, I opened for people, like, before they were famous. I've opened for Ray after he was famous. But I've opened for, like, people like Tim Allen and Seinfeld in comedy clubs when they were, like, headliners and they were on the verge. And I opened for the late Rich Jenny when he was, you know, like a couple of years ago, shortly before he passed away. Which is all another story.
I don't even know what happened with that. I don't remember.
He committed suicide.
Oh yeah.
So this is a real a real cheery thing.
Very sad.
No, I mean, listen. He was
hilarious.
He was much more adept at suicide than Artie Lang.
That's another story. Artie Lang. I don't know if that was a suicide attempt. He kept stabbing himself, and there was nothing there except for, you know, he had too many layers protecting him. But you know what? That's sad.
He was trying to do liposuction.
Yeah,
liposuction with a pen.
All right.
What year?
Oh, look,
what,
somebody
wrote. You know what? Your mom taking you in the shower is sicker, but somehow that's...
Interesting.
What year did you...
I think I found the line for Dr. Harry Friedman. I stepped over the line. I did
Actually, you lost me. It's Stephanie has some weird growth on her back.
That was a long time.
Well, thank
ago.
You.
Have me at hello.
Dr. Harry Friedman, HR. What is it? H Friedman at hfriedman.com.
Friedman, HFREEDMAN.com.
We love you, Dr. Harry. You know, do you remember that you were on our show before, a long time ago?
I do, yeah. And then something happened where the cops came, like, shortly after.
That's
right.
We got thrown off. Now we're doing it from our house, so they can't get in to throw us.
From our compound.
We did get kicked off the air by the mall police a few years ago, but that's
I always wondered what was that about, because I can't imagine Stephanie is like a lawbreaker.
I'm a rebel, Harry.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Thank you, Harry Friedman. You're the best. I would love to have you back someday if you're into it, but I don't know if you like me anymore.
I love both of you, and I'd love to come back. I still have more material.
Yes.
Yay, Harry Friedman.
Thank you, Harry.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
StephanieandGregShow.com.
And then, you know, I didn't want to say anything. Everything was fine. It happened like three times. And then the last one, it was like it floated over to me and I almost fell off the chair.
I'm so sorry. I'm in pain.
Let me out of here.
I gotta call the doctor.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm telling you, you try to have your uterus shoved back in your body after removing a human.
I had my uterus removed a few years ago.
Ah. Funny.
Greg and Stephanie's Life is Meaningless.
Stephanie and Greg Show.